That's just Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Yud Zayin Maseches Bava Kamma's 1408th daf in Shas. Today's daf is going to conclude the first parak of Bava Kamma. We're going to pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Tezayin Amabez, a little bit further up, about what is the difference between Tam and Muad. And we're going to discuss the difference of payment between Tam and Muad, that the Mishnah describes that Tam pays Miguf, from the animal of, according to most opinions, that which was mazik, and therefore you calculate the value and deduct it from the value of the actual shar. In contrast to muad, is mishale min ho'aliyah, that you pay from the entire estate of the mazik. Most of the Gemara, though, concluding the parak, will be some very important agadata Gemaras. Some halachas that relate to kvod ames, some halachas that are important, or some descriptions, I should say, not halachas, descriptions that get to the core of what Talmud Torah is all about. Then we will begin Perek Sheni, Perek Ketzad Regel. We're going to learn the halachas of Regel, an animal that damages while it's going, while it's walking, and that is something that an animal is considered a muad la'olam for, and that we're going to analyze the status of an animal that's a muad, la'aloch kedarka u'lishaber, and the implications as far as that goes. And we're going to touch on the halachos of a tarnagol, a rooster that damages. Ultimately, that's going to bring us to the sugya of Chatzi Nezek Tzroros, which is going to be on the daf for Shabbos Kodesh. So we're going to go, Mir Tzeshem, from Tezayin Amabez, the Mishnah, until Yudzayin Amabez, 8 or 9 lines into the wide. Zok Te'elige Mishnah, Ma Bein Tam L'Muad. What's the difference between Tam and Muad? Elo, Sha'atam Mishalem Chatzi Nezek Migufay, U'Muad Mishalem Nezek Shalem Min Ho'aliyah. The difference is that Tam pays only Chatzi Nezek, and Muad pays Nezek Shalem from the Aliyah. Rashi explains, let's read Rashi in terms of getting to the bottom of the difference between the terms. Me'aliyah u'megufay, zok te'elige Rashi min aliyah, afilu ein hanoigeach, shove shir hanezek, even if the animal that damaged is not worth the amount of damage it did. For example, the animal's only worth $200 to $500 worth of damage. Nevertheless, you have to pay all of it. In other words, you have to pay from your estate, you the mazik. However, if it was a tam, so then the max he'll pay, the owner of the shor tam, is the actual value of the animal. And that case would be $200, even though he was chayiv $500. Says the Gemara, my aliyah. What is aliyah? Amar Rabbi Lazar b'me'ula shem b'nechasav. From the best of his possessions. In other words, you go into all of his possessions, in contrast to migufo, where you only collect from the animal itself. V'chein wa'imer, we have a pasuk by Chizkiyo. Now this pasuk in Chizkiyo is going to propel us to a lot of agadato. V'yishkav Chizkiyo im avoysa v'yikberuhu b'mala kivrei b'nei David. Of course, Chizkiyo was a very special king. The story of Chizkiyo is really quite a drama. A man who becomes king at the age of 25 and is introduced to a kingship that he inherits from his father, Achaz, that is full of Avodah Zarah. And in his short time as king, Chizkiyo introduces a tremendous Hirhur Tshuva. Ultimately, though, Chizkiyo's kingship ends in a tragedy that we spend a lot of time analyzing on Tisha B'Av, where ultimately he is killed when he goes to battle due to a confidence about the Tshuva of Klal Yisrael that was misplaced. There's so much to say about that. The pasuk describes Vayishkav Chizkiyo Mavoisa Vayikberu B'Malo Kivrei B'nei David V'Amar Abelazar B'Malo Eitzel Me'ulim Shebe Mishpecha. That Chizkiyo was buried by the elite of his family. Uman Ninu David U'Shleima, and it's no less than David and Shleima himself. We continue to Darsh. So that, of course, explains the Lashon of Aliyah, the elite. In other words, if the Mazik needs to pay, then in such a case, if his animal was a mu'ad, then he'll have to go even to the elite of his belongings and pay as well. The pasuk describes another burial, and that's in regards to Asa, Melech Yehuda, and there it's described as being an area full of besamim and zanim. My besamim, zanim, Reb Elazar Amar, zini, zini. He said that it's a many types of besamim. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar besamim shekol amiriach ben bali de zima. That, in contrast, Asa's burial was in a place of besamim that would bring people to Avera. That's in regards to the burial of Asa. I did not see anybody stop to discuss why the Gemara, after discussing the burial of Chizkiyo, specifically discusses the burial of Asa. It could very well be that we're trying to contrast, that even though Chizkiyo's death was under tragic circumstances, nevertheless, Chizkiyo deserved to be Bemala Kivrei Bnei David, in contrast to Asa, who compare to how he was buried and what he was buried with. The Gemara now quotes another machlokis between Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel Bar Nachmani about how to read other psukim. In Yirmiyo, ki charu shucha lelachdeine ufachim timnu leragloi, the pasuk there is describing that Yirmiyo is davening to Hashem that he should punish those who have ignored his tochacha. Ki charu shucha lelachdeine, that they tried to trap me. How did they try to trap me? Reb Elazar Amar shechashdu mizona. They alleged that he went to his own. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar shechashdu me'eshes ish. They alleged that he had relations with an eshes ish. The Gemara asks, Bishleima lemanda Amar shechashdu me'eshes ish. Hainu d'chsivata Hashem yedatas kalatzasam alai lomus. The pasuk then goes on to describe different psukim in regards to these two opinions. By mistake, I skipped the first argument of the Gemara, so let's go back. According to Mandam, it says that it was a zona, that the pasuk, when describing zona, uses the word shocha, so that works very well with the word shocha in Yirmiyo. Because the pasuk in Mishle describes shocha, shucha, excuse me, as zona. Atu eshes ish, minafka, bichlal zona. Yes, even if you're going to say shucha means zona, it's eshes ish outside of the concept of zona. It's not, and therefore, in other words, it's even though it's not technically zona, it's eshes ish. It's not prostitution, but it's a married woman. But at the end of the day, it's nus and it could fall into the category of zona as well. Bishleim elamanda amar, going in the other direction. Shechashdu meishas ish, according to the opinion, it says that Yirmiyo was complaining that they had falsely alleged that he was nichshal neishas ish. Hainu d'sivato, Hashem yadatas kolatzai sama laila mus. Now it makes sense that Yirmiyo goes on to describe that they want to kill him, because they want to kill him as someone who violated eishas ish. Elamanda amar shechashdu mizona maila mus. Why does it mean to be killed? Because Eishes Ish is a chiyah misa, but zona pnuya, there is no misa. Answers the Gemara, Shoshlichu, no, they would punish severely someone who was with a zona as well. Shoshlichu leber tit, they would send him into a cement pit. So therefore, that was also very dangerous. And sometimes someone, even though it's achiyah misa, would also die in such a phenomenon. Darish Rava Maidich Siv, Yumuch Shalom lefanecha be'es ha'pecha asei vahem. This also appears in Yirmiyo. Amar Yirmiyo lefanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nishlam. Afilu b'shoa she'osin tzedakah. The Jews are so corrupt that even a time when they are doing tzedakah, hechshelem b'bnei adam she'enem mehuganim k'dei shel yikablu alein schar. That don't let them even get the schar of mitzvah tzedakah, that cause them to give to people who are not mehuganim, and therefore they won't get the schar of tzedakah. There would seem to be a very basic question that we could ask. About a half a year ago, we learned the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Mem that describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers a machshava tova if one intended to do a mitzvah as if they did the maisa, but if they intended to do an avera and they didn't do the avera, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't necessarily consider it as a maisa. If that's so, if the fellow intends to do tzedakah, why would we be so harsh on that individual. So the Yad Ramah in Bava Basra and Daf Tes Amid Beis seems to say that tzedakah is different, that tzedakah is dependent on the result and not the intent. This is the position also in the Kli Chemda in Parshas Kiseitze, in page Reish Lamed Aleph, and this is a fascinating discussion, that it could be tzedakah is different than other mitzvahs. Take a look at the Netziv also in Kedushin Lamed Vav. The Gemara continues two lines from the bottom. The pasuk says, "V'kavod asalo b'moso," that they gave a kavod for Chizkiyo Amelech. Here is a portent and beautiful Gemara. Milame sheyoshivu yeshiva al kivra, that they made a yeshiva on his kever. One of my favorite Beis Hakvaros, I think it's a glorious Beis Hakvaros, is Har Menuchos here. Here in Arzeinu HaKdosh in Yerushalayim. I have a lot of bias to it because of family members. And also to walk in the Chalkas HaRabbanim there is something very, very special. In Har Menuchos, by the kever of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu and the Chida, incidentally the Chida also speaks about our previous question as well, they have a small base medrash over there. And without this Gemara, I would find it quite strange. But here we have a makar of making a yeshiva al kivro. Pligibar Rabbi Nassan v'Rabban. Chadomer shlosha v'chadomer shiva. How many days are one supposed to be osik of Torah by the kever? There you have a base medrash that's there, that's kavua. Last levaya that I went to from Rav Belsky Zatzal, the Aron came very late, and I was waiting in Har Menuchos, and I was able to sit and learn in the OL. It's a very large OL, even with coffee, by the Chida or Mordechai Eliyahu. Either way, Chad Omer Shlosh v'Chad Omer Shiva. Some say that it's 3 days that the yeshiva is supposed to be, some say seven, v'Amri La Shloshim. Again, that according to our Gemara, it was only a particular period of time. Tanur Rabbanan, on to Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. Last word on the first line. V'kavod oslo b'mosa zechizkiyo melch yudah sheyatzu lefnei shloshim v'shisha elef chalutzei kosef. The reason why they made a yeshiva by Chizkiyo is because the loss was great. It was so great that there were, what's the number over here? 36,000 people who tore Kriya. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And they tore until their shoulders. It's an interesting expression because in general, Kriya for a Rabba Muvok is Adalev, like one's father. Amar Lai Rabbi Nechemya, V'alo lefnei Achav Asu Kein. They also did this Kriya for Achav as well. Ela, Shinichu Sefer Torah Mitasav Amru Kiyim Zeh Masha Kosu Bazeh. There was a tremendous kavod because they put a Sefer Torah on his Mita to indicate that he was Mekayim what is written on here. It says Gemara Ve'idna Nami Avdinan Hachi. Today, they also do this for Anashim Gedolim as well. And clearly, what we wanted to emphasize was that Chizkiyo was unique, says the Gemara, but they didn't do exactly what they did by Chizkiyo. Afuki Mafkinan Anuchi Lo Manchinan. They take out the Sefer Torah, but they don't place it on the Aron and on the Mita. And that was something that was unique. Vibay Sema They will sometimes put the Sefer Torah on the Mita, but they don't say that the mace was Mekayim, the Torah. The Gemara now tells us the position of Rabbi Yochanan about this question, the context of a story that relates to Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Avizuna Bahadei de Rabbi Yochanan, Lemishol Shmaitza. I was following Rabbi Yochanan, I wanted to ask him a shayla in a sugi in Halacha. Ki have ayel lebeis hakisei. He went to the bathroom, vava bi'ina mine milsa, and I asked him a question, lo pashit lan, and he didn't answer the question, ademashi yade, until he washed his hands, umanach tefillin, and he put on his tefillin, umivarech, and he made a bracha, vahadar amalan, and then he said in regards to Chizkiyo HaMelech, afilu kiyem amrinan, that in contrast to Chizkiyo HaMelech, we say on the Mita, after we put the Sefer Torah, that he was mekayem, but li made lo amrina. We don't say that he taught. That was something that was unique to Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Why the Gemara tells us the context in which Rabbi Yochanan taught this halacha, that he first washed his hands, he put on tefillin, is open to question. But either way, that's the difference between Chizkiyahu and other big people. They might even put the Sefer Torah down and say that he was Mekayim it when they put on the Mita, but they won't say that he reached the Madreg of teaching others the way Chizkiyahu did. V'amar mar godol limei Torah shalimud mevi l'dei Masa, says the Gemara, didn't we say that Maisa is greater than teaching Torah, because limud brings l'dei Masa, and therefore we see the Ikar is the Maisa, because the goal of limud is to bring to Maisa. Says the Gemara, l'kash hol migmar hol agmure. If he's teaching himself, so then Maisa is greater. Learning for yourself is to bring today Maisa. However, to teach others, then that's greater than Maisa itself. That in its also requires explanation. Why is it that teaching others is greater than Maisa? One could argue that Talmud Torah Berabim is the Gilui of Kiddush Hashem and Kvod Shechina, and that might in itself be even greater than Maisa, but that requires Yun. Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yechoy, Mai Dichsiv, Ashreichem Zoyre, Al Kol Mayim, Mishalche Regel Hashar V'chamor. Praised are those who do the right thing, they sow on all waters, and they send the ox and the donkey to roam freely. That's the pasuk Yeshaya. What's referring to those who were zochet to be zorei al kol mayim? So says say Chazal, kol oisik b'Torah gmilas chasadim, whoever is oisik in Torah and does chesed, zochel anachlas shnei shvatim. He's zochet to have the inheritance of two shvatim. Shenem ashrechem zorei, plural. So that person will plant in plural. Alternatively, one could explain, it seems that this is the way most mefarshim learn, that because it says Shar v'chamar, then that refers to Yosef and Yisachar. Yisachar being the chamar, Yosef being the shar. So there'll be zoche to Nachla Shnei Shvatim, and those are two very special Shvatim. And regards to Ashreichem Zorei, Chazal Darshing Ve'ein Zriya Ela Tzedakah. And Zriya refers to Tzedakah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Zaro Lochem L'Tzedakah Kitzru Lefi Chased. So here we see Ziru Lachem, Pasuk in Hosea, referring to Tzedakah as planting. Ve'ein Mayim Ela Torah. And also the reference to Mayim is referring to Torah. Shenemar Kohoi, Kol Samu Lachem L'chula Mayim. If you're thirsty, go to the water, and that's referring to Torah. V'zoche l'nachlas shnei shvatim. He zoche t'nachla tu shvatim. Zoche l'kila ki Yosef. T'chsiv ben paras Yosef benot sa'ada alei shur. V'zoche l'nachlas yisachar yisiv yisachar chamor gorem. So we see over here the Gemara is making reference to these two shvatim. Although earlier whether the Gemara is referring to that is debatable. But I see that's how many translate and explain the Gemara, that already earlier we were referring to the Shar and the Chamor as reference to Yisachar and Yosef. Alternatively, you could read the Gemara as saying, Zoch nachla shnei shvatim shnema ashreichem zorei ein zriel tzedakah, and later on we'll explain what shnei shvatim means, but we see that it's already in the plural, already previously from the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Is the Amri Oiva Lefana, Neiflin Lefana of Ki Yosef, that the reference to the Shar means that his enemies will fall in front of him like Yosef. Dichsib Bohem Am Minogach Yachtov Afse Aretz. The Pasuk, of course, in Zos HaBracha, that the enemies will fall in front of Yosef. V'zoichel Bina Ki Yisachel Bizocha, to a deep understanding of Yisachel. Dichsib Bnei Yisachel Yoide Bina Divrei Yom Li'itim Ladas Mayase Yisrael, that the Bnei Yisachar are the ones who know how to advise Klal Yisrael. Hadron Alach Arba Avos, may we be Zoche to be those who typify Ashreichem Zoyre Alkol Mayim Mishalche Regel Hashar V'Achamor. Hadron Alach Arba Avos. We begin the next parak, the second parak of Bava Kamma, the Alachos of Regel. Also, we'll touch on Shein. And particularly, the first few dapim of the second parak are the advanced sugyas of tsroros, pebbles that go flying and damage. Zok deligimishna keitzer regel moedis lishbar b'derech hilucha. How is a regular muad? Actually, we should pronounce it more precisely, lishaber, to break, b'derech hilucha, when the animal is walking. Habeim muedes laloch kedarko ulishaber. The Mishnah goes on to explain that a behema is, it's normal, therefore chayim nezik shalim, to walk in its normal manner and to break. Chayim v'etes, it was kicking, oisha yitzroros minatzim mitachas ragla v'shivra es hakelim. If it was kicking, or, in other words, kicking and pebbles fly, or pebbles fly when it's walking normally, and it breaks utensils, then mishalim chetzi nezek, only chetzi nezek is going to be paid. Rashi points out immediately that this is a little bit of a chidush. It's a gzeres hakosav. It's a halach l'moshe misinai that you pay chatzin ezek sroros, because the first case, Rashi says, a mivaetes is normal. Excuse me, the case of tsros minatzim mitachas regla is where the animal is walking normally. Nevertheless, even though it's normal, and we learned previously that Tam pays chatzin ezek because it's mishuna, nevertheless, is Allah Moshe Misinai that if it's sroro, it's only chatzi nezek. Darsal kli v'shavroso, if the animal walks on a utensil and breaks it, v'nafal al kli, and then it flies and goes to another utensil v'shavol, al arisha mishalim nezek shalem, then the owner of the damaging animal pays on the first utensil nezek shalem, v'achron mishalim chatzi nezek, because that's also sroro's flying damages. Hatanagol mu'adn la'aloch kedarkun l'shaber. It's normal for a rooster to go in damage. Another example of tsroros would be for the rooster to be walking around with a string on its leg and it damages items, or it breaks something and then it breaks kelim, then the halacha is that it pays chetzi nezek. Let's turn on to Yudzayin Amabez. Zok deilig gemar amalei ravina l'rava. Hainu regal, hainu behema. What's going on in our mission? The opening lines seem to be repetitious. The mission says, "Ketzad regel moedes l'shaber derech hilucha." What is regel? Moed l'shaber derech hilucha. Then a behema moedes laloch kedarka. Seems to be repetitious. Amalei tana avos uktani told us. You're right. We're just repeating the avos. The av is going to be the pasuk in the Torah that describes an animal damaging with legs, and the tolad is going to be any animal that's that damages when it goes in its normal manner. Says Gemara Elamiata Seifa. But later on in Yutesim Abeis, we're going to learn Diktani Hashem Muedes, that Ashein is Muad. Habehema Muedes. And the Mishnah is then going to spell out also, like our Mishnah Behem is Muedes, my Avos and my Tolados Ika. What type of Avos and Tolados do you have over there?
Rava responded in jest to Ravina. And he said to him, I already explained one Mishnah. And now you explain the other one. You're right, that's another question. You explain the other one.
And the real answer to the question Ravashi explained is, in other words, ultimately, Rava never answered that question, is on Yutesim Abeis, the first sentence is referring Shein of a Chaya, and the second is a Shein of a Behema. Sagadai Techamina, I would have thought, Vishilach es Be'iro Ksiv. The Pasuk says that you're Chayiv for Shein when you send your animal Behema in Chayelo, Kamash Malon, so hence we need another category, Dechayiv B'chal Behema. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Hamiboy Le Misne Beresha. If that would be so, that the Chiddush over here is Chaya, so Chaya should have been mentioned first. So the Gemara says, Hai Dasile Midrasha Chavivale. Since Behema is the source of the Pasuk that teaches us the halachos of Shein, the Pasuk of Shilach Hispira, which is referring to Behema, we start with that first. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Resha Nami Lisni. In our Mishnah as well, we should invert the order, because the Seifa of the Mishnah tells us the halachos of an animal that damages migufa o besara, that is from drashos, so that should be more chavivile. Says Gemara Hachi Ashta Hasam Idividi Avos Ninu. When you have the case of Shein, where both of them are avos, so then in such a case, hachta asya le midrasha chavivile. Then you learn the drasha first. Hacha shavik av tani talada. You're going to leave the av of ketzad regel
and that is l'shaber b'derech elucha, and you're going to go to the talada, or else ibay semi idi d'salik meregel pasach beregel. The reason why in yutesam abeis we start, excuse me, on yudzayin amid aleph we start with regel of the expression ketzad regel muedes l'shaber b'derech elucha is because we concluded with it on daf tes vav amid beis. Even though that wasn't the last words of the Mishnayis in the first parak, is towards the end, and that is enough. Zokta Eli Gemara Vaiter Tan Rabbanan Behema Muedes Lahalech Kedarko Ulu Shaber. A behema is a muad to walk along in its normal manner and to break. Keitzad Behema Shenichas Alachatzar Nizik Vizika Begufa Derechilucha Besara Derechilucha Beukav Sheolel. If the animal damages while it's going with its hair, or with the harness that's atop of it. Ubishlif shalel. Shlif is its burden that it's carrying, its package. Ubiprumya shebefia, and the harness that's in its mouth. There are some harnesses that are on the body, some in the mouth. Ubizug shebetzavara, and the bell that's around its neck. Vechamar b'maso, similarly, a donkey with its package, mishalim nezek shalim. In all those cases, it pays nezek shalim because that's derech hilucha. So Brisa brings out the details of our Mishnah. Sumchus Omer, Sumchus disagrees with what we had learned in our Mishnah. He holds tsroros v'chazir shayinover ba'ashba v'izik mishalim nezek shalim. Flying pebbles due to an animal, as well as a chazir that's furrowing in a garbage dump, pays nezek shalim. So that is different than what we had learned in our Mishnah, because of course our Mishnah is the majority opinion that says tsroros is chatzi nezek. Now the Gemara analyzes a line in the Braisa. Hizik pshita. It would be obvious in a case that if a chazir damages, then in such a case he would pay nezek shalim, according to everybody. Ela'ema hitiz vihit zik. It flew out and damaged. Mishalim nezek shalim. So in such a case, according to Simchas, he pays nezek shalim. The Gemara now asks, tsroros man dekar shemayu. Why did we begin talking about tsroros altogether? Why does Simchas bring it in? Similarly, one can ask on our Mishnah, why did we bring it in? So the Gemara answers for the Braisa. Chisur mechzer vachitani. Tsroros kira chayu chatzi nezek. Tsroros, which is normal for the animal to damage a utensil, and then for the shards to fly and damage something else. V'chazir shayinover ba'ashba v'hitiz, mishalim chetz, v'hizik mishalim chetzi nezek. So in both those cases, you pay chetzi nezek, and Sumchas disagrees. Sumchas omer, throws v'chazir shayinover ba'ashba v'hitiz, v'hizik mishalim nezek shalom. In those cases, you will pay nezek shalom. So we've now set up the battling grounds for the machlokis in regards to tsroros, and we see a little bit more in the Brisa of how we got to the case of tsroros, that the Brisa spells out that the first case of an animal walking is orchayu, yet nevertheless, it's different than all other instances where you pay nezek shalim. We're going to see it's halacha l'moshe misina, as Rashi alluded to on the Mishnah, and then you have a similar case in regards to a chazir, which is not orchayu, that you pay nezek, chetzi nezek, according to Chachamim, and according to Sumchus, nezek shalom, because Sumchus rejects the whole halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai of tsroros, at least in these two cases. The Gemara continues three lines before the Y, Tan Rabban and Tanya Golem show you mafrichim mimakom lemakom. There were chickens and roosters that were flying from place to place. V'shavu came b'kan fehen, and they broke utensils while they were flying. Mishal nezek shalom. If it's due to the air, the wind, that was created by their wings, in other words, the air causes something to move, to damage, to fall, Mishalim chetzi nezek. Then there's chetzi nezek. Sumchas amar nezek shalim. Sumchas disagrees and he holds it's nezek shalim. First wide line on Yudzayin of a base. Tani idach tani golem shayim mahadasin al gabi isa. If you have roosters that were running around on top of dough, valgabe peros, or on top of fruits, vitinfo, and they made them dirty, onikro, or they made holes in them, misham nezek shalem. Hello, afar tsroros, if moving around they caused a stir, they stirred up
dust or pebbles, mishalmin chetzi nezek. Simchas amar nezek shalim. And once again, Simchas disagreeing. Tani idach, we learned in another braisa. Tarnagol shalim afriach mimakom lemakom. If you have a rooster that is flying from place to place, v'yotza ruach mitachas knofav, v'shivras hakelim, wind causes kelim to break, either the force of the wind itself causes utensils to break, or one could argue that the utensils fell down due to the wind and broke, mishalmin chetzi nezek. So the braisa, Stama is Karabbanan, is following the Rabbanan. Rava, though, is a little bit bothered. Amar Rava, five lines into why you Zayin him a base, Bishlema Sumchus. According to Sumchus, I understand why you're Chayiv Nezek Shalim. Kasavar Kocho Kigufo Dami. He considers the force of the animal as the animal itself. So the animal kicked the pebbles and they went and damaged. Sumchus says that you're Chayiv. El Rabbanan, if it's considered like the animal itself, what's the difference whether the animal kicks a utensil and breaks it, or kicks a pebble, which causes a utensil to break? If it's kigufo dami, kulin ezek by shlume. Vi lav kigufo dami. And if we don't consider it an extension of the animal itself, then chatzi nezek nan l'shalom, it shouldn't pay anything at all. Punchline. Hadama rava rava responded lo oilam kigufo dami. We consider the flying pebble like the, as if the animal kicked the item itself. Chetzi nezek sroiros hilchas gemirila. Chetzi nezek is a halacha lemoshim. You see that, as Rashi already alluded to in our Mishnah. We are going to stop Daf Yud Zayin over here. We began with the Mishnah on Tezayin on the base. Tam pays chetzi nezek migufo. Muad pays nezek shalim from the entire estate. We define the word min aliyah that the Mishnah uses to describe Tam being paying nezek shalim min aliyah. We quoted a pasuk in about Chizkiyo, which ultimately got us to discuss Chizkiyo himself and the greatness of Chizkiyo and the important agadata that they made yeshiva al kivro and many important references to kvura and the halacha of putting a sefer Torah. Maybe halacha is too strong a word. The custom of putting a Sefer Torah on the mita of an Adam Gadol. And the difference between Adam Gadol and Chizkiyahu is we never say limeid. That even if we say the Adam Gadol was Kiyam Torah, we don't say he was limeid. And limeid is the highest madrega if he's melameid acherim, even though maisa is greater than limud for the average person. We learned Parakeet Tzedarego, we began learning it, that there is a distinction between tsroros and Muad l'shaber b'derech hilucha. The Gemara analyzed that the Mishnah has two opening statements: Ketzarego muedes, A l'shaber b'derech hilucha, B habahema muedes l'derech la'aloch kedarka. And we spoke about the fact that that double expression is also used on Yutesa Mabez. Each one of them is to tell us a particular chidush. In our Mishnah, the chidush is simply to tell us the av and its tolada. And by Shane, it's coming to tell us that you're chayiv both for a behema and for a chaya. The Gemara told us that we began the second parak with the concept of ketzer regel because on daf tes vav amibes, we learned haregel mu'edes, and so that catapults us for the next week or so to the halachos of regel, as well as eventually to Shane. And finally, we discussed that according to Rabbanan, tsroros is halach l'mosh misinai, and therefore only Chayiv Nezek Shalim. Everybody agrees to Sumchus's position that Tzroros is considered Kigufo, that Kocho is considered Kigufo, and really you should pay Nezek Shalim. The machlokus between Sumchus and the Rabbanon is whether there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that says that Tzroros only plays Chatzi Nezek. But everybody agrees that there's no difference between whether the animal kicks a utensil and breaks it, or kicks a pebble and breaks the utensil. Kocho is Kigufo. The only question is whether Tzoros has a lach l'moshe misinai that only plays chatzi nezek. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Zayin in Maseches Bava Kama.